Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
When Jersey Gate crept up, I was like, oh, I got to hear the rest of this. Gate. That's what it turned into.
Watching it yesterday. You wore your own jersey to the high roller room, man.
Will you stop? My homeboy texted me. My homeboy, he texted me after the show. He goes, now, they play, they lean right into it.
Right.
No question about it. He goes, if we had your jersey on around you, you would have a hissy fit. He said some other stuff.
Yeah, I'm like,
of course I wouldn't wear it. I don't even know what these dudes are really talking about, but whatever. I mean, as far as I know, those three dudes work at ESPN somewhere, as far as I know.
What?
Because it's a lie.
Yeah, I was watching that yesterday. And what? I said, wait a minute. Hold on a second.
You know those three guys are Pat and Jerry, right? It's Pat and Jerry calling.
Completely.
Oh, well, I figured it was somebody that worked here.
I didn't know that until literally 2 minutes ago.
Okay,
no,
so.
I could not tell.
I said it's somebody that worked in the building.
So the first guy was not us.
First guy was real.
The first guy was real. The second and third guy were me and Jerry.
Okay.
It was good.
First time calling long-time workers.
He said, I knew it was you in the 1-9. I was like,
Think about this. I'm going to walk around with a damn jersey on with my name. It was all lies.
Not for you, Key, but there's some dudes, though.
There's not
Dave,
one.
Dave from San Diego really thought that you did that. That guy was not us. That was legit.
No, the jury's still out.
But the worst part is, because you know, like, Nuno got a screen to calls. So Pat gets up and literally walks out of the studio, calls the number, and Nuno's like, hey, what's up? What can I do for you? Okay, look, where you calling from? And Pat's like,
right
dude,
around
what?
The corner.
You don't know who this is?
I was like, it's Tim from Las Vegas.
And he goes, all right, let me put you on hold.
He goes, yeah, what do you want? I was like, we just planned this whole thing one minute ago.
We planned this entire thing, dude.
Wait, Pat, was it you? I was like, yeah, I work with the other guy.
That was Jerry. Jerry, talk about the flops.
Yeah. What are you calling from? The screening room in Bristol?
The flip-flops and everything, Jay,
it took me a few minutes, as if ID Network, I'm an investigator.
Yeah, right. you got to figure it out.
It took me a few minutes, and I said, wait a minute, hold on.
First of all,
I would never wear flip-flops in board shorts in a jersey to a casino.
They're lying, and it's somebody
who knows what I wear a lot, and it's somebody in the damn studio. That's why I said it's somebody work at ESPN.
It's an inside job.
It was so good after the show. Key's like, well, I mean, it was the throwback era. So, yeah. I might have had a Michelin S, so, I'd be clean when I had a jersey on.
Hey, man, those things are fly back in the day.
You know what it was, like the old Eddie Murphy thing, like the Mr. T Jedi tricks? You were looking for me. No, I wasn't. Maybe you wasn't.
Maybe I was.
I was like, you get a dude that was on Jedi mind trick on his own.
I put my feet on Charlie Murphy's cow.
There is something to be said, though, Key, because I be having these moments, too. Like, yeah, I met you, blah, blah, blah. Was it? Maybe that one, Jay. That one you knew.
The jersey?
Uh-huh.
There's no way.
Yeah,
okay.
He's probably done some other stuff and got me.
Yeah.
But not the jersey.
Yeah.
That's just not me. As much as people want to say I'm vain and I'm arrogant and I'm this and I'm that, why in the hell would I walk around with my own jersey on in a damn casino?
To bring attention to yourself. Yeah.
No, not at all. What do I look like? I don't need to do that.
I mean, that's what Dave in San Diego was wondering.
or Tim from around the corner here in Bristol.
I bet not ever see, as I said before, yes, if it was high school.
Right.
And you wanted to wear your jersey on a Thursday before your game on a Friday, or you wear your jersey Friday before the game, walking around school.
High school's different.
That's high school.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah. We're not wearing jerseys as professional.
Right.
I bet not ever see a professional athlete with their own damn jersey on walking around.
All right, hold on. What's worse, a professional athlete walking around with his own jersey or Micah Parsons showing up at like the 76ers game with a jersey on and then the Celtics game with another jersey on?
Because I rock Lakers stuff, so it doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. His own jersey.
Wait a second.
Here's the worst. Here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the worst is when somebody loves their team but then has their name in the back of the jersey.
Well, that's me.
That's Keyshawn Johnson.
No,
don't run from that. Yeah. That's okay. Own that.
No, well, no,
that's
no.
Key.
That's
Key. Key loves the Lakers. Key wore the Lakers jersey with his name on the back. I was at the airport coming back.
Really?
I swear. Like, my mom had passed. I'm literally at the airport all sad.
Okay.
Right? And I'm looking at the screen and I said, this man Key's wearing a jersey with no shirt underneath with his own name on the back. Oh my
God. Shirt, no sleeves, no beater.
No.
He just got the Lakers just all on his chest.
No.
I lost it at the airport. I called into the show.
And then, Jay, you got people like Michael Parsons putting on a jersey with a plaid long sleeve underneath
it. Yeah,
like, you
got to
take one of them joints off.
That's not just a fashion no, that's a fashion hell no.
No, but my jersey was given to me by the team. So,
what year, though?
But see, that's different.
It was way long time ago. It was the Shaq Kobe year.
Yeah, see, that's different. If the team gives you a jersey with your name on the back, that's different. I'm talking about the average Joe and Josephine going to a Yankees game and got their own last name on the back. That stinks.
But they at least got good jersey etiquette, Freddie. You can't have a jersey and be butt naked under that joint. It's not allowed.
I'm not even going near there.
He was butt naked.
I'm not even going near there.
You got to have at least a beater on underneath the jersey,
Alan,
man.
You would not drag me to that spider web, man.
Oily. I'm like, you put baby oil skin before
shimmering.
You put the jersey
I'm out.
On?
I'm tapping out of this conversation.
You know what's
now?
Even worse is that Key was immortalized on MTV Cribs also wearing the same jersey.
The jersey from Vegas is all coming together.
Right now, David Sandy was like, I knew it. I knew it.
The one thing that I don't like, though, Jay, and you probably was one of these guys, you had your little NBA logo chain, huh?
My NBA logo chain.
I never heard of that. No. It's an NBA logo chain.
No.
With the logo.
I had the dog tags. That was my job.
Oh, dudes in the NFL get the logo chains. That drove me crazy.
Really?
The logo chain.
I never heard of that before.
It's disgusting. It's so disgusting to me. The logo of the NFL shield in diamonds with NFL.
Really?
I've seen it.
How do you go to the jeweler and say, I'll take the NFL? And they have it around my neck.
They're going to sell you anything.
Yeah, they sell you anything, too,
They sell you anything.
Man.
They do. Like, I'll pay 30 stacks. I'm like, pay 30 stacks for that?
Yeah, see, that's worse than someone putting their own name in the back of the jersey.
That's worse. I hated that. That is like, I play in the NFL. I play in the NBA. I'm like, but you 6'9". You don't need to tell people that. I'm telling the truth.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Really? NBA dudes are like that, too?
6'9", 230 pounds, man. Everybody know you play in the league.
They had an NBA chain, like diamond across it.
Absolutely.
I've seen a couple.
Really?
The logo.
Like one or two.
I've seen many NFL ones.
That's ungodly.
Yeah, it really is.
I give one in to represent, and it's a blessed thing to play professional sports, but repping like that.
I'm going to give me an ESPN chain, too.
What?
Iced out.
Yep. 888 say ESPN 888-729-3776. Reggie in Detroit basketball. He's got something to say on Keyshawn, Jaylen, Max. Big Reg, what you got?
Gentlemen, happy Friday again. I was on the show 2 weeks ago, and I must have offended Keyshawn. Conversation was going great. And I was talking about how it was unfortunate for the Lakers that AD's bones are as brittle as they are. Ouch. And how that he can't put up these 40-point games going back-to-back if the games are only 2 days apart. Then he kicked me off the show when I tried to say that it's because of his inconsistencies in putting up these type of numbers in the Western Conference Finals, why you can't say the guy is top 75. Tell me, Key, do you still feel that way about AD when he's playing this abysmally in these Western Conference playoffs?
Reggie, are you confusing me with somebody else? Because I don't ever think kicking you off a show and me ever saying that he was top 75.
What? I was the first caller.
Yeah, I don't know if you was talking to me.
You said, we got to get rid of this guy.
Yeah, I probably said get rid of him because you probably said something that I didn't really agree with. Much like you're saying now, I don't agree with that. I would never. I guess he is top 75, but he's not in the Raptors right now going and retiring his jersey as a Laker.
Yeah, that was a conversation, Key. It was about, right now, would we retire Anthony
Davis? Yeah, that was a conversation.
Jersey.
I don't know anything about the top 75. Yeah. You might be confusing me with a bunch of other shows that you call in on.
De Mayo. I was the first caller. I said, happy Cinco de Mayo. You guys were like, oh, yeah, Max was there. Jay Will was there. You guys felt me on 80s, being his bones being very brittle. But as soon as I said it's because of his inconsistencies that he really can't be 75. I mean, he has, and I get it, he has all the intangibles. And I said that on the show. He has the skills. But just like Alan was saying earlier, LeBron's 38, and he's leading these guys in this high altitude. And Reeves is outplaying our guy, AD.
Look, Reggie, there's no question, Anthony Davis, as I've always said, the Lakers are going to go as far as he take them. There's no question about it. If he's lagging behind, we're going to be behind. That's just the reality of it. Jay has pointed out astutely as a ex-NBA player who's run up and down these courts many times over, when you fall behind in full court transition and you the big who's supposed to be the rim protector, you on your rim and they going to their rim and you behind them. We're not going to win very many games doing that. No question about it.
Put it this way. If you're the Lakers, I'll say this with that basketball team, it's not so much about disrespecting the Nuggets. You better find a way to find respect for yourself. Going into game three for the Lakers.
Yeah,
and that's
on right,
Anthony
though,
Davis.
Well, we're all right.
He believes they're okay.
We're okay.
Jay Will and I are not so sure. Keyshawn, Jay Will and Max.
There's nothing new about hating or nothing new about
it. I didn't say hate.
No, we didn't say hate. Like, the Lakers had a chance to win a championship. Like, I thought if they could have got one last night, like, it would have been probably in their odds. Like,
okay.
In their favor.
Okay. That a lot of Laker fans might think that you are a hater, but I, you know.
Yeah.
I just think Denver's a better team.
Oh, well,
hater.
Two games in. There, back on that. Back on
two
the H word.
Later.
Back on the H word again. Wait until you hear Michael Malone, the Denver Nuggets head coach, had to say to kind of refute the disrespect given to his team from guys like Keyshawn Johnson. That's next on Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max.
Freddie.
And this is ESPN Radio.
Doing good, Freddie.
Hater. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Don't forget about Game 2 tonight of the NBA Eastern Conference Finals as the Celtics host the Heat. Hey, we got to get stuff in. You can listen to the boys anytime. Presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern time. Most ESPN radio stations and on Sirius XM Channel 80. It's Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max. Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Freddie coming in for Max Kellerman on ESPN Radio as well as ESPN2 and ESPNU.
What happened?
What do you mean what happened?
I'm looking at your bobblehead with the Bulls.
Uh-huh. What's wrong with Jay?
Look at the tummy, though.
Wait, zoom back in. I want to see that.
I want to see that, too.
What, they gave me a tummy?
Apparently.
Man, look at the little.
Apparently, that tickled like Keyshawn to death.
Look at the little tummy on his toe.
Apparently, that tickled Keyshawn to death about your bobblehead and the physical stature.
Oh, you see it? You can't see it?
No, all I see is your jersey.
No, they got
there
no,
it is.
They,
it's coming up right now.
There you go.
There it is. In your number 22.
They gave you a little pooch belly.
Give me a little. Oh, that's. Give me a little kangaroo pouch, man. Give me the little kangaroo pouch. I'm packing.
Kangaroo.
I'm packing. I'm mean. Y'all be careful now.
Yeah, exactly.
Y'all gonna learn today.
That's how you look, though. Huh? Hey, boy, what's wrong with you, Freddie? What's wrong with Coach Malone? What's he mad about, Freddie?
Let's find out, because Coach Michael Malone. Excuse me, I don't want people at me at Coleman ESPN on Twitter.
Wait, is it Mike or Michael?
It's Michael. It's Michael. He wants to be referred to as Michael.
He wants to be not Mike.
Oh, he wants to be Michael, not Mike.
Not Mikey, not Miguel. Mike Malone. This is not so much for Keyshawn Johnson, but for all the other people not giving the Denver Nuggets the respect that he believes they deserve, being up 2-0 in the Los Angeles Lakers.
You ain't getting no respect from me.
I think a lot of our guys, to be honest, they may not admit this or not. You know, you win game one of the playoffs, and all everybody talked about was the Lakers. Let's be honest. That was a national narrative, was, hey, the Lakers are fine. They're down 1-0, but they figured something out. No one talked about Nikola just had a historic performance. He's got 13 triple-doubles now, third all-time. What he's doing is just incredible, but the narrative wasn't about the Nuggets. The narrative wasn't about Nikola. The narrative is about the Lakers and their adjustments. So, you know, you put that in your pipe, you smoke it, and you come back, and you know what? We're going to go up 2-0.
So I want all you Laker fans that called in yesterday saying, we figured it out. Hey, we live. We in it. We there. All y'all call in and just pay respect. I want y'all to call in and pay respect. Just pay respect. That's all I ask for. All y'all. Ooh, the Rui Hachimura played 6 minutes in game one on Nikola Jokic. Six. All this stuff. Your boy D'Lo out there. Not even look like he belong on the court. I don't belong on the court. I'm just saying. So all that stuff, all that trash y'all be talking, just go and call on in now. Where y'all at now? Y'all ain't got nothing to say now? Y'all whistling? All right. That's what I thought.
Kia in Ohio at 888-729-3776. Kia, what is your rebuttal what Jay Will had to say?
I said what I said. And I feel like the Lakers are going to beat the Celtics. It's going to be, it was 17-17, about to be 18 with the Lakers.
See, this is what y'all do. Y'all live in a delusional world. You just going to go and put the Lakers right by the Denver Nuggets. Y'all down 0-2, and you just going to say, we going to beat the Celtics. That's the person we're talking about, Kia.
Lakers all day.
TJ?
See, y'all be... I mean, I can't help y'all.
I don't need to stand up and pound my chest down.
I can't help y'all.
You got enough support, Key. You ain't lying.
It is what it is, man. Mm-hmm. You, on the other hand, Jay, yes, they're down 0-2. But as I'll continue to say, I'll harp on this. This will be my theme of the show. They could very well be up 2-0.
But they're not.
They're not. But you can't
you
sit
keep
there
saying
and
that,
say,
but they're not.
But you can't sit there and say there's some encouraging things. You know, I'll coach speak now. Encouraging things that I saw.
You know, when the coach, you come in the locker room, coach, like, I saw some really good, man. We lost. You tell me we saw some really good things.
I love the disclaimer.
I saw some really good things. Rui Hachimura actually played really well in the second game. You know, I saw some encouraging things.
I give you credit, really, man. You got to touch your inner Darvin Ham on that one. He had to disclaimer coach speak, so and then he went right into it and so leaned into it.
Look, we're
because
right there.
You try to find, what is it, the gold lining or the silver lining or whatever?
Find the silver lining.
Whatever you want to call it. The gold lining. Say it has to be silver? Why can't it be gold?
It can be gold lining for the Lakers.
Why not? Exactly.
And you try to look for that, though. The positives, to build on the positives. And the positives for me, I'm taking away the second half of game one and the first three or so quarters of game two. And I'm trying to figure out what that mix is with my staff.
Yeah.
I'm not going to poo-poo everything.
Understood.
Because I also understand the toughness of a team like the Denver Nuggets with the number one seed playing in their backyard. I know what we – don't be whispering. Say it out loud with your chest. What we look like at home on our own court with our fans behind us. What will it look like? So I gotta look at that. And I know Jay is just 4 out of 5 and all that, but that's not – we're not looking at it that way. One game at a time.
All I'm saying,
we get three, we get four. We drop one back at Denver, we get the other one back at home, and we go to game seven.
You sound like the same coach he'd be talking trash about when he'd be in with all that.
So did I not lay it out perfectly?
No, you did, Key.
It was good.
I didn't say we was going to win four in a row.
Hold on, Key. Yesterday, all I saw was the phone lines light up. Da-ring, 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 da-ring. Now all I hear is this. Where y'all at? Y'all ain't calling to the show now?
But they don't
y'all
have,
don't want to call into the show?
They don't have the coach.
Oh, now speak. They're asleep. Yeah. They're asleep.
They don't have the coach speak ability, Keyshawn Johnson, when it comes to his team.
It was a long night. It was a long night. You know? If I didn't have an obligation to come in, I wouldn't have come in. I have an obligation. Else I'd be sleeping.
I need y'all to call in and defend y'all squad.
Yeah. Robert in Orlando at 888-729-3776 on Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max. He wants to do just that. Big Rob, what you got?
Hey, what's up, Jay?
What up, Rob?
We here.
Yeah, okay. What you got?
Get on his head, Robbie.
Get on his head for what?
You know, we lost our first two games. That's fine. Denver did what they had to do, take care of home court. Now we go back to L.A. and we do what we got to do, take care of home court. And we back in this 2-2. We got LeBron. Let's go. I feel confident.
Rob, LeBron looked like he was 80 years old down the stretch.
No, 82.
And Rob, have y'all seen the way y'all been playing, like the ups and downs? You firmly believe, Rob, that y'all going to win the next 4 out of 5 games?
I surely do. When you going home, you got the fans.
All right, Rob.
You know, role players play better at
home. Rob, you sending your number.
Role players might not show up.
Rob, so I'm going to call you back when it's over, and we're going to get you back on to keep talking about
Jay,
it.
Jay, you got capped, though.
Robert, what's your last name, Robert?
Make sure you call. I make a bet with you, Jay. I make a bet with you. Anything you want, Jay.
All right. What's the stakes?
Let's make this interesting.
Okay. Anything. Mm-hmm. I want money.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, Jay, you
money,
got
money. You got plenty of money.
I want more. You just said anything Rob. I want. Money. Now you're going to make me feel guilty about saying what I want.
No, he was big shot Robert. He's like, hey, well, I want money. You got money.
Jay, you got it. You got
I'm going to take your money, Jay.
See, that's the answer I would like to see, Rob. That's the answer I would like to see.
There we go.
Okay, we betting
$5? $5? Come on, man. I got more than that.
All right. Oh, better than that.
Okay, big baller,
Rob,
what you got?
Rob shot caller.
What you got, Rob? What we doing?
I mean, we just talking
about. No, don't start stuttering now, Rob.
That means the ratings go up. $5 I got in my son's bank.
Rob, I'm asking you what you want to put on it.
I'll put
$1,000.
What's up?
Ooh.
Oh, wow. We going 1K.
He put something on it.
You can find me on Facebook, add me, cash at me. We could do this however you want. All you got to do is remember this last
name. Okay, no. We're gonna have the crew. The crew's going to take down your money.
I mean, your number.
We got a $1,000 bet. You're taking the Lakers to win the series. I'm going to take Denver to win the series.
All right.
Bet.
Okay,
bet, Rob.
But Rob. Okay,
I need you to say bet to confirm it. Bet.
I'll bet, but in one condition.
I don't want to hear one condition.
No, see, Rob, you got two games ahead of me. Let's make this 15 to 1,000. I get 15 if I win. If you win, I'll give you $1,000. What's up?
Take that bet, Jay.
Wait, say that again?
If he wins, you get $1,500.
You got two games advantage. You give me $500 on top. If I win, so I'll get $1,500. If you win, you get $1,000.
All right, so if y'all win, you get $1,500. If I win, I get $1,000.
Yeah, get a grand.
I'll take that.
Yeah, right. So I'm basically...
Bet, right? So
I'll
that's a bet.
That. I'll take that.
Witness.
I'll take that.
Bing, bang.
Bet. Witness.
Bet, Rob.
All right, okay.
Any more Laker fans want to bet Jay? Call in, come on, he's got a lot of money.
Oh, man, I'm trying to make some money.
Keep weighing in, Laker fans.
I got Rob down for $1,500. Who else wants some?
If you want some, let's weigh in. Let's make this the Venmo portion of the program.
Oh, yeah.
Hit us up at 888-ESPN.
It's going to hurt, Jay. Can you add that up?
If they come back to Denver 2-2, I'm going to be so tight.
Yes, you are.
I'll be so tight.
Jay's going to be in the witness relocation program. Oh, my goodness. So what? Lakers and their fans not panicking, down 2-0 to the Nuggets in the Western Conference Finals.
They got capped.
More of your calls and probably Jay Williams money here on Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max at 888-729-3776.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Jay wants to know where you stand. What? You Laker
what
fans
about you,
out
Laker
there.
Fans? What about you, Laker fans?
Bets can be included at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. With Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, and Freddie Coleman, in for Max Kellerman, and Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance and ESPN money. Radio and ESPNU. Jay wants your money, but Laker fans, what you got to say? Your team down 0-2 to the Denver Nuggets in the Western Conference Finals. Keyshawn's not panicking. He said, we're going to be all right. We're going back home for game three on Saturday. But what about you other Lakers fans out there at 888-729-3776? Andre in Maryland, spit that gospel.
Hey, man. Listen, man.
What up, Dre?
I've been following Brown. What's going on, man? What's going on? How y'all brothers doing? First of all,
we're good.
I watch y'all every morning. I wake up to y'all, drink my coffee, get up. Okay, cool. So, I want to say stop throwing all this dirt on my man Brown name, man. Listen, the first game, he got ran. You feel me? The second half of that first game, they came back. They lost by, what, six? Second game, they lost by five, but it was a whole different look. So, we've been seeing Brown do this his whole career, right? He mentally figure you out, and then he press you down. That's what he do. So, I mean, it's cool if you feel like, you know, Brown getting old, but his mind's sharp, and, you know, you try lean on him, he's going to cut you, bro. So,
no,
yeah, but
Dre,
I would like
Dre.
To say something about Jimmy.
Oh, go ahead, Dre.
In the East Coast, because I'm watching Boston, and it looked like Jimmy got their cookies, man. Jimmy looked like he's been scrapping, man. You know how when you come from somewhere and you've been fighting for a long time, you just used to fighting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Jalen and
Jason
my
Taylor.
Man can hold Jimmy off, man. He looked like he can fight two people at one time, and I don't know if Jalen and them got enough help, man. I don't know if they got enough help, bro. So that's all I wanted to say.
That's fantastic.
No, you know, as I was saying before, Jay, you got cap, though. You know what your cap is? You make it sound so egregious and with that 4 out of 5. We're not trying to win 4 out of 5. What we're trying to do is get one. And then we get the other one. Then we go back to Denver. If we drop it.
You sound like Joe Mazzulla.
Yeah, you trying to win one game at a time?
Exactly. That's what you're trying to get one, man.
You're giving your team the coach's
speak.
Both teams are
going to
play hard.
You keep trying to scare everybody with the, oh, there's no way you're going to win 4 out of 5. Like, they got to win 4 straight or something. That's not what we're trying to do.
No, they got to win 4 out of 5.
Yeah, we got to win the 2 at home and even the score.
Yep.
And then if we go back to Denver and drop it, we still got our home to come back to. Because that means that they ain't closed us out. And then if we got to go back to Denver Game 7, we go back. We go back. And then at that point, they pressed because they was up 2-0. So they spooked if we get back there for Game 7. They gonna be extremely spooked, and you know that. So okay. Don't try to play our fan base.
I'm not trying to play your fan base. Your fan base the ones calling in here trying to bet me.
Not
I'm
trying.
Just trying to tell you. I'm just trying to tell you what time it is.
Yeah, well, I played in the NBA, so you can't tell me
anything. D-Wood in, I think that's Mississippi. I hope I got the right. D-Wood in Missouri. All right, D-Wood, what you got to say, my friend? Go ahead, D-Wood.
D-Wood, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Dawood from Detroit, Michigan.
Okay, sorry about that. There you go. Detroit in the house.
It's all good. It's all good, man. So of course I'm a LeBron fan, Lakers fan for the last 4 or 5 years, but to be completely honest, it's not looking so good. Brown open, wide open, missed the dunk, not even missed it, ball slipped out his hands. missed the layup to even cut it down in the last couple of seconds, the last couple of hope. It's not looking good. You know, it's going to be a long day for me. I've been talking a lot of trash all day, all week, all series. It's not looking good. I have zero hope. AD too inconsistent. We can't seem to stop Murray for no. I don't understand. We contain Curry, but we can't stop Murray. I'm thinking they have to just bench Russell, start Schroeder, keep Rui in like they did, keep the switching. Somehow we got to heal Mo Bamba. I don't know where is Mo Bamba. We need another big body down there. Maybe go get Dwight Howard from overseas, but we need to go defensive minded coming back to LA. But to be completely honest, man, it's looking real, real bad. And I got to figure out what I'm going to say when I get into work because they're going to be on my head.
Poor guy.
Yo, Key, yo, real talk, it would have looked different if Mo Bamba were able to play. Because like he's so long and tall and athletic, no, he could have been a primary defender on guys like Jokic to help AD.
At least a different look, right?
Just to give like, – well, now you got Mo Bamba, now you got AD, now you got Rui, and you have LeBron. Mm-hmm. Like all these different bodies to keep throwing at Jokic to hopefully tire him out. But who knows when Mo Bamba
but
will be
back. The thing is, though, they're not – if they were running away with the games, then I would be like, yeah, it's a wrap. A 6 and a 5, Jay. Come on now. Really, in the end, one possession game.
It just feels like down the stretch, though, that's when y'all get tired.
Okay, but we just played in the – we just played in the altitude.
I understand.
And you're saying, well, it doesn't matter. They've been there since Sunday.
No, you said that. You said that yesterday.
I did say that yesterday. But I'm saying, when I say you're saying, I don't mean you. I'm okay. Saying.
What do you mean?
Just people in general, right? In general, when I say it that way. I'm not saying you per se or me. I'm just saying people like, oh, the altitude. Because that's going to be the conversation. When you get back to even ground. Where we're at now in LA, it's different. It's just a different feel.
I'll give Key credit for this. A lot of people make their determination based on the results. He hasn't done that. He has not wavered in believing in his Los Angeles Lakers because it could be very easy down 2-0 to say it's not looking good. He's like, look at the facts that have been presented to us. If they fix a couple of things going back home, that could be the elixir that the Lakers are going to have. When it comes to game 3.
But, Frey, I'm not sitting up here on national TV trying to tell you that they're going to get swept.
Well,
like,
I know
I'm
that.
Not even trying to make the case. Like, I'm the first one to say, I think this is going to go to wire.
Right.
I still believe, though, that the Nuggets are going to win.
No, okay. And I respect that 100%, Jay, that you believe that they're going to win. I respect that 100%. You know more basketball.
That doesn't mean I'm right with my picks, though.
You forgot more basketball than I would ever know. There's no question about that. But.
However.
I know more about the Lakers than you would ever know.
Ooh, that could be a segment sometime. Who knows more about their team when it comes to Keyshawn, Jay Will here on Keyshawn, Jay Will and Max. You got Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman, in for Max Kelvin. We're going to get to your calls in a bit, especially all you Laker fans out there having faith in your team at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
Right.
No calls today. Exactly. Key doesn't have to worry about saving his Lakers, but can Russell Wilson be saved by his new coach in Denver? Keep it here on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Narco Nuno!
Wow. Solid by Alan Yates on the ones and twos.
Carlito! Carlito, I need that package.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Freddie coming in for Max Kellerman, presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio, as well as ESPNU, SiriusXM Channel 8, and the ESPN app. Now, Dan Graziano, ESPN, and also ESPN.com NFL Insider, wrote a great article about 32 quarterback questions heading to this season. You can find that available on ESPN+. Plus, we bring in Narco Nuno, and he's going to throw these questions as a little rapid fire, and we'll answer questions based on Dan Graziano about those 32 quarterback questions. Nuno, the stage is yours.
Hey, yeah, so can we make that Nuno's official entry
really
music?
We really should.
There it is. Yeah,
we really, really should.
Narco Nuno, take it away!
All right. It's like Desperado, only better.
Now, Desperado was...
Nunito on three.
Nunito on three.
So, does Dak Prescott get a contract extension this summer? Key, we'll start with you.
Ooh. Wait, how are we... What is it?
What do you mean, what is
you just answered the question.
We're not a... Guy. Okay, got it. I didn't know if it was real or not real or what, something like that.
No, let's restart. Nuno again. Run it back.
Nunito, start over.
So I'm going to ask you
the intro music again, Yates. Start over.
And you guys are actually doing
let's
it.
Let's have a complete reset. Yates, intro music. Okay, Nuno, Freddie, Nunito, take it away.
Freddie, set the segment up
Freddie,
again.
Please.
We're going to restart
Scott
it all.
Key.
Dan Graziano wrote 32 quarterback questions heading to this season, available at ESPN+. Plus. So Nuno, our man, will lay it out. He throws the rapid-fire questions, and we have the rapid-fire answers. Nuno, the stage is yours. I can't believe he just did that.
All right, Key. Does Dak Prescott...
Desperado.
The Desperado Prescott.
Despacito. Despacito.
All right, does Dak Prescott get a contract extension this summer, Keith?
Yes. I believe he gets a – well, oh, God. Yes, I do believe he gets a contract extension because they what you want to try and do is you want to try to lock him up long-term, get some salary cap relief. You kind of want to do all those sort of things, especially as you start to sign your rookie players and then the June 1st casualties will be available for you, so you want to have some money available there. And you want to lock him up. He's one of the top 12 quarterbacks in the National Football League.
Yeah, I would lock him up. I like Dak Prescott. Are there challenges with Dak? Yes, we'll see what he can do with Mike McCarthy as the OC. But Key, like, what is that number to lock him up? Like, if you're having slight concerns that you need the run game to be a certain way combined with your defense, and you're questioning whether he can make the biggest plays when they matter the most, like, what number do you try to get him at, Key?
He's going to make more than what he already makes.
Well, that's helpful.
Well, no, I'm saying he's at $50 million or whatever, 40-something million. He's going to make more than that. So he may be in a $50-plus million range. He's not taking less money.
So he's going to be up with some of the top-tier quarterbacks in the league, and he's
– It's the marketplace, Jay.
I understand, But, Key, have we forgot the way Dak has finished, like, multiple seasons now?
No,
where...
again, there's only – 10 guys that may be in front of him. Maybe.
So some of those people that are making that type of money, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, Aaron Rodgers, like they're all
Josh
above 50
Allen.
Million. Josh Allen.
Jay. And he's been to the playoffs just like those guys. You're asking me. I'm telling you.
Okay.
He's been to the playoffs just like those guys. He's won a division just like those guys.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I hope he gets whatever money he deserves. First of all, let me state that for the record. Right. I want him to get as much money as possible. I'm just not sure it's going to be 50-plus million. Yeah.
What does he make now?
Well, right now his average salary is $40 million. He's going to make, in this year, he's going to make over $13.5 million in terms of signing bonus, over $11 million restructure,
So he's going to be making that kind of money, close to $42 million.
So his average is $40-plus million.
Mm, yep.
Yeah. And so he's going to be a $50 million quarterback. That's the reality of
because
it.
That's what the market's going to bear.
You give him 50 now or you give him 60 later. Your choice, buddy.
What's next, Nuno?
No, Jay, like, oh, God.
Speaking of a $50 million quarterback, is Jalen Hurts set up to get back to the Super Bowl and win it this time?
Yes. Now that I know what we're playing, yes. He is set up to get back to the Super Bowl and potentially win it. I wouldn't necessarily say win it because there's a lot that got to happen, but he's
right.
Set up perfectly to be right back in the same position in Las Vegas next year. The receivers are all coming back, right? His center's coming back. Mm-hmm. Defensively, they've only gotten better. The secondaries is coming back. So you know that they're in position to make some strides. The one thing that worries me is his coordinators. You talk about both coordinators getting head coaching jobs, one in Indy, one in Arizona. On the defensive side of the ball, offensive side of the ball, what's going to happen then?
I believe in Jalen Hurts, and I believe in the Eagles. I think the Eagles are a team that, once again, the top of the division. And I feel like just watching the way the AFC is trending and then understanding the opportunities within the NFC and how loaded they are, mm-hmm. they are by far the favorite.
Real quick, though, I will say they can be the favorite, but it is very hard to climb that mountain again when you did not win it the last time. There are no guarantees, even though right now the Eagles on paper may be the best team in the NFL, NFC.
That's so true, but when you're a young team, young teams usually continue to go. When you're an older team that hit, like the Rams did, you tend to fall apart.
Okay.
Olders learn from the – I mean, youngers learn from the mistake, and they get a little more mature – and they get a little, you know, I think they'll be back in a position.
Okay.
I don't know that they'll make it, but they'll be back in that position.
As my 5-year-old cousin, Preston, likes to say, we'll see.
All right. Last one since this segment's been real rapid fire. Did the Bears do enough to improve the group around Justin Fields?
They're going to continue to improve that group. I thought getting DJ Moore was big. Claypool in the offseason or last year coming over midway point. I think so, though. Look, he's going to make some strides, but he's got a long ways to go.
Well, that's the thing, Keith. Will they make an improvement? Sure, they can win 5-6 games. They won 3 games last year, so I'm not going to sit up here and say they're going to win the division.
Right.
I think anything that you get over 5-6 games, like, that is gravy. As long as he shows progress in the passing game, I think that's what you want to see from him, right?
Yeah, 2 things are going to help him. Having Deontay Foreman at running back, that's a quality runner.
Ooh.
And also getting DJ Moore, a wide receiver. Yeah. That's a guy that can be a potential number one where it's not going to be Chase Claypool or Equanimeous St. Brown. I think those 2 additions will make a big difference for Justin Fields being a better quarterback.
Hey, Jay.
Yeah.
I saw CJ Stroud last night.
Yeah, how he look?
Pretty big dude, man.
Yeah, he's not small.
He wasn't small at all.
Legit height. Legit. 6'3"?
Legit.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
So, hey, Lakers fans, are you legit worried with your team down 0-2? Keyshawn's not, but are you? Your calls are next on KJM.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.